The Roundabout Theater Cabaret Revival opens the new ASU Gamage Broadway season. The production's raison d'etre was star Alan Cumming's different slant on the MC who escorts audiences through a decadent look at corrupt and bigoted pre-Nazi Germany. Since Cummings isn't touring, Randy Harrison tries to duplicate the Broadway star's interpretation, but Harrison lacks Cummings' sexy spark and sleazy style. And it's not just Harrison who fails to hold this revival together. Especially disappointing is Andrea Ghose's lackluster Sally. The role's solos, including the title tune, don't stop the show, as they must. Perhaps Harrison and Ghose's weak performances explain the many vacant seats on opening night after the intermission. Benjamin Eakley's Cliff, the American writer who stumbles into the bizarre 1929-30 Berlin and falls for Sally, is fine, as is the Jewish fruit seller Herr Schultz, played sincerely by Scott Robertson. Mary Gordon Murray is a touching Fräulein Schneider. Sam Mendes's original staging is blandly recreated, and the show's pokey pacing makes it drag. Even the drab set looks cheap. Cabaret earns 3 stars out of 5 and continues through Sunday. This first show in the local Broadway season raises issues. Next up is the umpteenth Sound of Music revival. Why? The worst Broadway musical I've ever seen, Finding Neverland, comes later, as does the family-oriented Matilda that bored adult audiences in London when I saw it. That leaves only 3 shows with potential this season. Beautiful features Carole King's fabulous tunes, but the touring star Julia Niddle has only been a Broadway understudy in the show. Original star Jesse Mueller won a well-deserved Tony Award for interpreting King. The tour originally featured Mueller's sister, Abby, but she's left the cast. An American in Paris duplicated the film's marvelous dancing, but it too arrives without the Broadway stars. The Tony-winning play, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, demands an intimate theater so audiences can connect with it, but that's not possible in the cavernous Gamage. And what about several recent Broadway shows that tour this season but aren't scheduled here? The King and I revival and the raucous Shakespeare slap Something's Afoot aren't offered, even though both shows play throughout the West. Also missing but touring is Fun Home. It recently closed on Broadway after winning a Best Musical Tony Award. We are promised Hamilton and Fun Home next season after both shows play several major American cities this season. Maybe the following local Broadway season will feature several smash shows. Alas, this season does not, and the Limp Cabaret opens this season negatively. For the record, I requested an interview with Colleen Jennings Rogensack, the local Broadway presenter, to comment on these issues, but I was told she was unavailable. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.